It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
I'm doing good. Nice weather we're having here.
Yeah, it was a nice, pretty nice weekend.
Yeah.
A little breezy for a couple of times there, but yesterday, beautiful day.
It was beautiful yesterday.
It's going to be nice today, then it's hitting the skids again the rest of the week. So
yeah, that's all right.
Typical Minnesota spring.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Don't put your snowblower away quite yet.
Not yet. I don't put that away till about end of May.
July.
Memorial Day weekend.
There you go. Well, we're going to salute a veteran today?
Of course. Today we're saluting machinist mate, second class, Raymond John Dvorak. Raymond was born on April 4th, 1916 in Canby and passed away on June 18th, 2007. He entered active duty pre-World War II on September 28th, 1936 in Minneapolis, United States Navy. Honorably discharged 4 years later on September 27th, 1940 in San Diego, California. During his 4 years in the Navy, he served aboard the USS Argonne a couple of times, which was a cargo ship. And then he also did one tour on the USS Relief, which was a hospital ship. And this was before World War II kicked off, so it was considered peacetime when he served. So we thank you, Raymond, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets.
Absolutely.
Up. Well, we're going to talk about a little bit about the DAV and Dexcom, uniting to empower veterans living with diabetes. And
yes,
there are a few of them.
The Disabled American Veterans put out a news release on March 26th, written by Victoria Short. It's a new resource, online resource for veterans or anybody struggling with diabetes to provide education and management tools for one of the most common conditions among veterans. A new partnership between the Disabled American Veterans and healthcare company Dexcom. I think they make those little portable diabetes blood sugar monitors or blood test thingies. So I don't have diabetes, so I'm not sure what they're called.
Thingy?
That is a technical term.
Just monitor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your wife's a nurse, so I'll take your word for it.
All right.
So it's set to significantly strengthen support for veterans managing diabetes. It's a condition that affects former service members at higher rates than the general population. In March, the two organizations debuted DAV's first online diabetes resource. That is, you go to dav.org/diabetes. It's designed to give veterans and their families a reliable hub for education. This marks Dexcom's first partnership with a veteran charity. It's an important step as the need for targeted diabetes education and management continues to grow. Again, diabetes affects an estimated 25, underscoring the urgency for providing clear, accessible guidance for those at heightened risk. For many veterans, the risk associated with diabetes are intensified by service-related injuries, yes. Chronic stress and challenges accessing consistent care, yes. Early detection, strong self-management skills, and trustworthy information can make an enormous difference. Too many vets face gaps in understanding what symptoms to watch for, how to advocate for proper care, or what technologies may improve day-to-day management. DAV's new resource page, which is presented by Dexcom, seeks to close those gaps, provides insight into the prevalence of diabetes among veterans, especially those with type 2, as well as various treatment options. In addition, the page offers clear explanations of risk factors, prevention strategies, and common complications, along with practical tips for monitoring glucose levels, navigating nutrition, and staying engaged in care. Veterans can also find information on modern diabetes tools, including continuous glucose monitoring systems, or CGM systems, like the Dexcom G7 and Dexcom G7 15-day CGMs, and how technology can support safer, more satisfied decision-making. As a leader in glucose biosensing, Dexcom brings close expertise and a strong commitment to this new initiative. If anybody's going to the 2026 DAV and Auxiliary National Convention, Dexcom's going to have a booth there. So, further strengthening its connection to the veteran community. Again, you can go to the website, dav.org/diabetes. And the research page, they got to put this caveat here. The research page is for informational purposes only. Please consult with a healthcare professional for medical advice. That's paramount there.
That's good advice.
Yes. Informational purposes only. In no way, shape, or form does it say trust the medical professionals, especially your care team. So, and I tend to agree with that. So.
Yeah, don't trust the internet, whatever you do.
I think it was Abraham Lincoln once said, never trust anything you read on the internet.
Yes, he said that.
I saw that on the internet.
Yeah, I saw that post. Yes. And see, at the same time, he was recommending a particular kind of electric guitar, I think, too. So.
I think he was riding a bear holding an AR-15 and, in one hand and a copy of a Constitution in the other hand when he said that. Yes. So.
Watch out for those quotes.
Yes. this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you happen to have that number?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office 8:30 or 4:30, Monday through Friday, lower level of the courthouse.
Regular hours this week?
For the most part, yes. Okay. It's always better to call ahead just to make sure I'm around. At 598-3445. I do want to mention that next week I will be out of the office for most of Monday through Thursday. I have a training conference down in Mankato put on by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. It's an annual conference that they put on for continuing education for us guys, us County Veteran Service Officers. So look forward to seeing a bunch of colleagues during that time and visiting and
getting caught up.
Exactly.
Learning a few new things.
That's right. That's right.
Networking.
Networking.
Networking is good.
Yes. Yeah. It's always good.
Yep. All right. Well, we will see you again next Monday.
That sounds good.
Josh Benegup with our Black Apparel Veterans Report this morning, and it's heard every Monday at this time here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Black Apparel County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.